On December 7th, 1941, Japan, like its infamous Axis partners, struck first and declared war afterwards.
Luther Hendricks was just a teenager when the attack on Pearl Harbor happened. He says he was determined to fight, to save his country from the enemy.
Once President Roosevelt declared war, I went down the next day to join up. I was told that they didn't take colors in the Marines.
But as the war effort ramped up, the armed services began following an order from President Franklin D. Roosevelt to open all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces to African Americans. Hundreds of black enlistees were accepted into the Marine Corps, though they were segregated from white troops.
We weren't allowed to go and train with the white Marines, which was just across the street from us at Camp Lejeune. We weren't allowed to go over there unless we had a white officer to go with us.
White enlistees were trained at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Black men went through grueling training at nearby Montford Point. There, servicemen like Hendricks endured substandard conditions and racism.
We was always talked of as boy, colored people, you people, never man or a person, you know.
But Hendricks says he and his fellow Marines were not deterred.
America was the only country I know of, and I was proud of it. The segregation part was hard, but I paid it no mind, because back in them days, everybody was gung-ho to defeat the enemy and come on back and get to your regular life.
Between 1942 and 1949, 20,000 black Marines trained at Montford Point. The Montford Point Marines, as they're known, would go on to be celebrated in military history. Like the famed Tuskegee Airmen, they too were trailblazers. After training, Hendricks saw a long tour in the Pacific.
I was in Guam, Saipan, Iwo Jima, Okinawa.
But Hendricks says while he was happy to return home after the war, there was still work to be done when he got back.
We fought segregation fighting over there, and we fought segregation when we got back home over here.
Hendricks says he would have liked to continue his military career when he returned from war, but was met with closed doors yet again. Hendricks would go on to work as an electrician's assistant and has lived in Vallejo, California ever since coming back from war. More than six decades later, Hendricks and his fellow Montford Point Marines were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. Here's California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi speaking at the ceremony in 2012.
In the time of these Marines, in an age of inequality, breaking the color barrier in the Marine Corps took nothing less than perseverance, patriotism, and courage of extraordinary proportions.
That was a great day. I just can't say enough about that.
For his part, Hendricks says he was never expecting to be awarded one of the nation's highest honors, especially since he and his fellow black Marines were treated unequally by the service.
We've come a long ways, and I have people in service now, like when I went back to Washington, come up and said, thank you for paving the way, because I wouldn't be where I am without you. And that makes you feel good. You feel like it was all worth it. But as a country, we still got a ways to go. We see changes coming now, but it's slow.
These days, Hendricks says he enjoys traveling as much as possible, seeing states across the U.S., before the pandemic anyway. And he's proud of his grandkids, great-grandkids, and great-great-grandkids. This Veterans Day, Hendricks says he'd like Americans to remember the determination of the Montford Point Marines and others during World War II. They deserve to be honored, he says. I'm Robert Garova.